This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenblum.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the ninth floor, but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Yeah, Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He wants connected my dots and more to my plate. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
Steve Rosenblum. I'm here. Saturday Suckage. Let's find out who else is here. Call roll. Rock Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not going to make anyway. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the Suck team.
Toby!
Oh my God, this sucks!
Random Bears fan.
And the Flyer review, we suck!
Jerry Bars!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendrick!
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck, I'll tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Wendt.
We had fun, but there you go. I sucked.
Garth Algar.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
The legends, Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
It sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man.
Sucks.
Zach LaVine.
It sucks to have it happen game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Mike Tomlin.
It all sucks. It's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Pete Fairbanks.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
AJ Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifol.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks.
Michael Kopech.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
J.D. Martinez.
They say we suck, we suck. Let's suck. Let's go suck together. Let's go have fun sucking.
Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you, for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Sean Sears.
What's going on, Rosie?
Hey, you know what's going on? I don't know what's going on. That's why I suck, so you don't have to. I got my computer screen up.
Okay.
And somehow I'm involved in text messages while I'm trying to concentrate on the roll call.
Okay.
And they keep flashing across. It's like, could this be important? And one of them is Julie Swyka of the roll call, contemplating the number of times Chance the Rabbi will be invoked today. No, Bob, Southside Bob. Yeah, he's going to be calling from the Guaranteed Rate Basilica. That'll be that. We are going to do the Saturday Suckage, the first and last annual parade of Pope jokes. We'll be done with that. And we will be talking with Mark Potash, markpotash.net, about the Bears and other things going on. Tom Thibodeau. The Knicks just seem to keep winning. The Bulls fired because, well, they couldn't get along with them. They can't work and play well with others. And how's that gone for everybody? We'll talk to Potsy about that. At noon, Tony Andracki of Marquee. He'll be here to talk about the Cubs and Kate Horton. And I don't know, why would the Cubs make their prize pitcher look so mentally and emotionally weak? Oh, no, you can't start. No, we don't want you to start. No, we're going to hide you behind Brad Keller. But I have a theory on why they might be doing this. Because they really can't be making their best pitcher so weak, like the advertising it. He's weak! No! And at 12:40, Ricky O'Donnell, SB Nation, will be here. Giannis, yes or no? We want to know. How does this happen? We have to talk about it. 1 o'clock, Chris Emma. Bears. Rookie stuff. Rookie orientation and coach orientation. We'll get to that in just a moment. Plus the cultural zeitgeist, and we'll talk about a movie that one of the best sports movies, best baseball movies of all time, and Mark Grody hates it. So we will talk about that without Mark Grody. To my knowledge, he's not scheduled. Welcome, meantime, to Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number here at the Score, 312-644-6700. That number also gets you to our text line, 312-644-6700. Dodger Boy texted in before the show even started. If you suck and you know it, clap your hands. If you suck and you know it, clap your hands. If you suck and you know it, and you... Wait, what were we talking about? That's perfect. WB Club meets Saturday Suckage. All right, as I mentioned earlier, this is rookie orientation, so the Bears drafted undrafted free agents, all the people they signed, they drafted, they showed up, and they were in Halas Hall. And it was, as Ben Johnson called it, coach orientation. So it was the first day. So here's Ben Johnson, your coach, and apparently titular GM.
Did today feel more difficult to you than any other day you've ever had as a coach being bagged?
I've never blown the whistle to stop the play, and I got a little bit of work to do there. I can get better in that aspect, but no. Other than that, it was great. I'm surrounded by a phenomenal coaching staff. Like I said already, it was fun to watch them get the hands on these players and be able to work with them like that. So I'm very encouraged.
He needs help with a whistle. They have tape breakdown of that Do you think, Sean, do they break down the tape and they give it to the coach?
I was thinking about it. I mean, he probably doesn't never blow the whistle, right? This is probably the first time he's like, oh, I got to stop the play, right?
He said, it's on me. It's on me. I'm doing this.
There's got to be some – the NFL's got to have something, right? You know?
Well, I'm sure he's got some talent.
You're whistling you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, rookie orientation and rookie coach orientation for blowing the whistle. Like, remember we heard about Caleb Williams and his cadence last year? All year. Oh, my God. It's still going on. Cadence. We need cadence. So Ben's got to blow his whistle better. And that'll. How much of the Bears' failure this season, if it happens, will we trace back to his inability, his inexperience with an NFL whistle? So they opened minicamp. And you were allowed to, they could run plays, they could line up in formations, and Ben Johnson could authoritatively blow it dead if he got, I assume he got better to the end. Isn't that what the idea? We have to get it from another coach.
I mean, practice ended, right? He figured out how to blow
it. It was
going to
end anyways. It could have ended with some wee.
It's true. Yeah, we'll have to see. Maybe Chris Emma can give us a whistle report today.
We'll get that. That's a really good idea. And compare his whistle to Matt Eberflus's whistle.
Oh, you think Flus had a strong whistle?
I don't know. Mm. I know he had so much weak stuff that no, I don't know. So they gave Ben Johnson a whistle. And his coaches got out there, and remember, these are not guys he's worked with everywhere, which is great. It's not; it might not be team of rivals, but it's the same idea. I don't know you. You come recommended to me. You may not see everything my way, but we're going to do it my way. I want to hear what you have to say. That's a really smart way to go about it, whereas the way that Matt Eberflus went about it is to find the worst possible guys for offensive coordinators and just let them have at it. I still come back to this question, and I, from what we've seen of Ben Johnson, because when we saw Matt Eberflus, hey, get your track shoes on, it's like he found the statement. He found get your track shoes on, and then he found another one. They're like, yeah, we need Caleb to level up, or we need Justin to level up. We need level up. That was his, you know, with his new haircut and stuff. There wasn't any there. Not his head coach. He had no chops. If you, from what you've seen and heard, Ben Johnson, what do you think would happen to Tyrique Stevenson after that game if it had happened under Ben Johnson? Do you think there's any way he would have played next week? I don't. I mean, Ben Johnson's not going to stand for crap and stupidity. And whatever the reason, unless it's just inherent stupidity in Matt Eberflus, just an inability to reach the ceiling as a coach, or even the floor. He didn't even reach the floor as a head coach. I have much more faith in Ben Johnson. Tyrique Stevenson does that. He's not playing the next week. You know what? You go sit in the corner. We'll tell you when you can come out of timeout. But that's not why he called. Moving right along, there are a lot of players who are there under Ben Johnson, listening to that, hearing that, and found it to be intense and aggressive, and that's authoritative. You know, however well he blew the whistle and he gave himself bad grades, apparently, at least what happened after the whistle was something authoritative, and he had their attention. Of course, they're rookies. Whether you're drafted in the first round, although he's not out there on the field, he's got to learn by watching. But whoever you are, you're out there and the coach is talking, and you're a rookie. You're an undrafted free agent. Whatever you are, you're going to listen because you're a rookie. Some veterans will understand that because this is the new guy. And the new guy you're not protected by whatever happened in the old regime. This is the new guy. So there will be that. There will be much greater attention and hopefully attention to detail. That was it. So Ben Johnson was also asked about how he describes his coaching style. And at one point he said it varies based on what we're seeing. But he talked about personality. And I was trying to find that. Do we have that sound, Sean, about personality, Ben Johnson talking about personality and different styles. They come out with not just him, but all the coaches. Do we have that?
Yeah, I think this is it right here. Let me play it for you.
It varies based on what we're seeing. So a little bit of a counterbalance and a pendulum is things go one direction, like to try to keep things centered to a degree. So, I think you'll see a lot of different personality styles come out, not just with me, but the rest of the coaching staff as well, as we work to get to know our players a little bit better and what they need to be pushed.
You know, that is another way of talking about it is he's going to meet people at their level. And that's excellent. That's excellent management. That's excellent leadership. He was talking about get to know our players and what they need to be pushed. That's meeting people at their level. If you're in any kind of management, leadership, if you're any kind of head of any kind of group, who are the people you're working with? Who are the people working under you? What's your connection? Meet them at their level. That's different from coaches who only can play one note. Hello, Mike Ditka. So this brings us, this is one of the all-time great stories, Mike Ditka and Rusty Lish. It was 1984. The Bears were going through 7 or 8 quarterbacks, one of whom was Walter Payton, but one of whom was also Rusty Lish. Maybe the worst quarterback in 40 years, but he was there. He started a game in San Diego. I think it was a Monday night game. He sucked, which makes him perfect discussion for the show. Ditka pulled him. Now, Ditka doesn't just pull a guy, right? Ditka and his one note is to pull a guy with a lot of cursing and swearing and potty mouth words and all the things that George Carlin said we couldn't say on television or radio, Ditka was saying and probably making up different combinations. Because that was Ditka, and that was football then, and that's the way he was. So the guy who went in to replace Rusty Lish now gets hurt. Ditka needs Rusty Lish to go back in. He tells the assistant coach, go get Lish up. Get him ready. And the assistant coach comes over and says, Rusty won't go into the game. What? Yeah, Rusty's not going to go back into the game until you apologize. He's like, why? Apologize for what? Well, it turns out Rusty Lish is religious, very religious. And he didn't take to being cursed at, even if you're Mike Ditka, even if you're the coach. At the time, the highest achievement. But now we've seen DePope is the higher one. But at the time, DeCoach was it. So Ditka had to go over and apologize to Rusty Lish sitting on the bench. Tell him he's a fine young man. You're really good at what you're a wonderful person. And all that BS. Ditka has to go do that. Humiliating for Mike Ditka because he's Mike Ditka. And you're not. You're Rusty Lish. And you suck. Lish finishes the game. The Bears finish the game. They're flying back. Ditka walks down the aisle, and there's Rusty Lish on the plane reading his Bible. And Ditka says, I hope there's something in there in that book about job opportunities because you'll need one come Monday.
Wow.
Yep. That's that. So, different styles. Meet people at their own level. That's good leadership. Ditka was good entertainment as leadership. See Jim Harbaugh for details. See anybody for details when Ditka was just going off and getting mad. Hell, my work got cursed. Ditka cursed at my work for something I had written one time. And I guess that's part of the plan. That's the way you work. All right, take a break. When I come back, I'm going to talk with Mark Potash. He is the proprietor of markpotash.net, writes about a variety of things. He's written a lot about the Bears. When he wrote about the cost of Justin Fields, go ahead, make everybody sick, Mark. But he also did an excellent job of why you should temper all your enthusiasm right now. He had collected some draft tweets. We're going to talk to him about that and other things. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. I suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I'll Chase Armstrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Man, it's nice to be out there on the grass. It was, we call it rookie orientation, but I was just telling Aaron on our way on over here, it's a coach orientation for us this year, too. It's our first time as a coaching staff to really have a practice format like that, and it was fun to see them get after it and get to work a little bit. So we got a long ways to go, but really happy with how the guys went out there and competed and learned today, and look forward to seeing the progression there over the course of the weekend.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was Ben Johnson, your new coach, and he got to play with a whistle for the first time. He got to stop a play with a whistle and then say coach stuff. He did it. He says he needs work, but that's just the way most guys are. They need work. It's rookie orientation, coach orientation. Now joining me on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is Mark Potash. Download the Circa app today. You can find Mark Potash at markpotash.net. You'll find a lot of wonderful things there, including the contact button. Contact him, and you can hire him to write words for you, which somebody should soon. Potsy, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
So I loved what you did after the draft, which was the the sobering moment for everyone. Your favorite Bears draft tweets. Why don't you share with the class what you did round by round?
I'm trying to remember, but I think I tried to put it in perspective of previous Bears drafts and had a Twitter. My favorite tweets were like, you know, a Twitter highlight of say Colston Loveland, and then a Twitter highlight of say Adam Shaheen that said pretty much the same thing. So went all the way down. I think my favorite one was that's looking, I wouldn't say accurate, but certainly interesting, is Luther Burden, who, you know, to me sounds exactly who was a second round pick, Anthony Miller, who was a big hit on draft night and stuff like that. Now he's a better second round pick, I guess. But anyway, the point of the whole thing was that, totally in jest this year, is that, you know, for all these draft picks, for all the hype they get, you know, it often does not work out. But I have to say, it was much more in jest this year because Ben Johnson's a game changer. I will say that right now. I think he changes a lot of things about the snark that you and I both love to do, and the skepticism that is well earned for the Bears about this is that Ben Johnson changes everything. You know, Colston Loveland has a much better chance of succeeding in the Bears offense than Anthony Miller did in whichever offense he was in, you know, whichever quarterback he was playing with at the time, Mitch or whoever. So everything changes. So, yeah, I had fun with that because I always do. I always like, you know, the whole cliches of the offseason, which we're seeing now even at training camp. Rookie mini camp. They're always fun to do because, you know, they're just very true. Nothing, and even, you know, those of us who cover it, you know, we know everything we're doing is there's a certain BS factor. But now it's a little more real. I think now the skepticism doesn't quite ring as true with, like I said, because of Ben Johnson. I think that's the theme of this whole, you know, Bears offseason, is that, you know, he's different from, you know, I've said it before, I still say it. The Bears have a better chance of having a sustained run of success with this new coach than any new coach they've had since Ditka, and that includes Dave Wannstedt, that includes Lovie Smith, that includes John Fox, Mark Trestman, Nagy, any of them, because he's an offensive coach with a quarterback in hand that he can work with. And he has credentials. He has better credentials than the other guys in that he's built an offense very much. You know, it's not like he built an offense around Patrick Mahomes and you're saying, oh, well, all he has to do is get his Patrick Mahomes and the Bears will be. No, he's, you know, with the exception of Penei Sewell, he's got pretty much everything he needs or everything he had in Detroit. So I think that optimism is legit. So that's a roundabout way of going totally from one extreme to the other. I love the snark. I think it's, you know, it's very funny how, like, these draft picks, you always think they're great on draft night, and so few of them actually pan out. But that was to answer your question. But I will say that, you know, I think there's a lot of room for the optimism is more legit this year than maybe in a long, long time.
I would like to go along with that. I share some optimism because I believe this coach is more of a coach. He's smarter. I think he's decisive. I was saying earlier that, having just listening to Ben Johnson and seeing what he's done, that there's no way Tyreek Stevenson wouldn't have sat out a week. They'd have put him in the corner and said, you're in timeout for a week. And that would be different from the last coach. That would be a coach. This would be a coach that you would listen to. You would have respect for, and the bottom wouldn't fall out. However, I look at the draft, and aside from comparisons from Ozzie Trapillo to Tevin Jenkins kind of thing that just didn't pan out, I look at the first round and look who was there and the need for a left tackle. And last year when they took Rome Odunze and they were almost going to trade up for him, Ian Cunningham put his arm on Ryan Poles' forearm and said, breathe, breathe, we're going to get there. But they went for the pretty shiny thing when there were still interior problems. There were still offensive line problems, defensive line problems. And it kind of had, to me, it had that same kind of run of terror that the coach, who had never drafted anybody, still might be smarter than the GM, but the GM's drafting wasn't so hot. And I wonder if you looked at it that way, if you have any kind of worry that they went the same way with a pretty shiny thing in the first round.
Well, two things there. First of all, I I'm putting faith in Ben Johnson. And also, I think just that they went offense, I think, is the key thing. And we don't know yet just how important a tight end like Loveland can be in their offense. So that was a pretty key factor. You know, they traded T.J. Hockenson right at the beginning of, you know, the first year of his offense in 22 with Detroit. And they picked up a better one. So, and they drafted a better one. So that's obviously a point, an area where he really feels like he knows what he wants. And that's been proven out. So I totally agree. I mean, they missed out on Kelvin Banks. You know, that could end up being the cost of beating the Packers in week 18 last year, was that they didn't, that they were one pick shy of getting Kelvin Banks, depending on how he turns out. That would have been nice. But again, I guess I don't know enough about the draft or about the prospect at this time to really make that kind of decision or conclusion or observation. It could end up being true. But again, as long as they're fortifying that offense and giving Ben Johnson the best chance to succeed, I'm not going to argue against that. But I agree, we could look back on this and say, oh, yeah, he should have taken a lineman or traded up to get a lineman.
My guest is Mark Potash. You can find him at markpotash.net, and you should find him there, because then he also wrote other things about the draft, and one thing that will put a shudder through most Bears fans, and there was a part of it I didn't know until you put it into perspective and made me feel even worse, but you were talking about the cost of Justin Fields. We know the cost of quarterbacks for the Bears, and we know, and the failure rate. And you talked about Fields, and I thought one part that was particularly interesting is when Ryan Pace traded up again for the wrong quarterback, he went to get that quarterback, whatever draft capital it cost, to get the exact wrong guy in what you call the sweet spot of the draft, of guys who achieved a fifth-year contract, guys who accomplished something, that was really scary. It's really hard to be one of 15 choices in the Bears, and Ryan Pace got the one that went wrong. Thanks, Mark.
Yes, but you know something, at the time, that was thought to be a pretty stellar move, you know, to trade up and get his guy and kind of get a second shot after missing on Trubisky. So at the time, it seemed like the right thing, but as it turned out, if they would have been in that spot, you know, without needing a quarterback, they probably could have got a better player. But again, Steve, this whole thing is based on the fact that at least one guy, Ben Johnson, can change the way they do business at Hallis Hall. That's the way, you're right, absolutely right. That's the way it's been going. They've always gotten the wrong guy or been one spot short of getting the right guy. But you're kind of hoping that things change. And, you know, I'll be honest, we don't know. Ben Johnson sounds good, but, you know, Matt Nagy sounded really good his first year. I would argue that we don't really know how well he'll handle a situation with, like, Tyreek Stevenson yet. We might think he does, but a lot of these times these guys look good at the beginning, and then all of a sudden something happens. So I guess my point is, let's wait and see when Ben Johnson faces a real crisis, okay? Whether it's his coordinators having to be fired or quitting or anything like that. And let's see how he handles that, because you're right. It looks like he should be able to handle that much better than Matt Eberflus did, but we don't know that. That's the one thing we don't know. So let's wait and see how he handles some adversity before we say, oh, yeah, he'll be that much better. My optimism about what he could do is based almost solely on what he did on an offense, because I don't think Bears coaches prove themselves until they spend at least a year, if not two, at Hallis Hall. And let's see how they think after that, because usually something changes, something happens, and they become a lesser version of themselves.
Okay, the first thing that might happen, you covered the Bears the last several years. You've had a chance to compare quarterbacks. I've wondered, I've feared, I'm not sure. I'm not a psychologist, but I can play one on the radio. The PTSD suffered by Caleb Williams, the number of sacks, the he knows, like everybody else, that offensive line wasn't good enough. The offensive coaches weren't good enough. Do you have any idea? Can you opine about the mental state, emotional state, any potential PTSD for Caleb Williams, what there might be, what Ben Johnson might have to break, overcome, change, shape, stuff like that?
I'm not really sure about that. I mean, I definitely noticed during the year that he wasn't the instinctive quarterback. I guess that was my main observation from last year, is what we learned about him. Is Caleb Williams is not the instinctive quarterback that I think a lot of people were hoping he would be. That kind of guy who just kind of gets it and, you know, has that it factor or whatever. I mean, that's another good thing about Ben Johnson. They got the one guy who can really make a quarterback out of him, as opposed to him making a coach out of Ben Johnson or out of Matt Eberflus or Shane Waldron, for that matter. But I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think Ben Johnson, I think the change is, if there is any kind of an issue, shell shock or whatever, after 1 year, I don't think that's going to be enough to ruin a quarterback, especially when you go to the opposite direction and get the exact guy he needs. So I'm not worried about that so much. I just think that Caleb Williams needs Ben Johnson as much, or if not more, than Ben Johnson needs Caleb Williams. And that's probably the difference.
Let's change sports here before I let you go, Mark, since you write on a variety of subjects, and that's a wonderful thing. The Cubs are bringing up their prized right-handed pitcher, and with as much fanfare, great expectations of being a top-of-the-order guy, going back to Mark Pryor, that might be the last one. And with a chance to start him in New York, they so far say they're not starting him. Although I think it's possible they could just be trying to take the pressure off the kid and then at the last minute say, hey, Brad Keller's not starting, you are. So give him less time to think about it and grind on it. What do you think about the way the Cubs are handling this guy, Cade Horton, this day in what figures to be his major league debut?
Well, I think they're kind of stuck in between, where they would love it if they didn't have to be in the situation where they had to use him. I think maybe they might think it's too early. But they also know that they need him, and so they have to, you know, let's put it, if they're worried about him thinking about his first start, then they picked the wrong guy. I mean, he should be able to handle that. I mean, that's what he's built for. He's not 20. He's not Kerry Wood. I think he's 23. I mean, that should not be an issue. I'm not sure exactly why they're doing, or, you know, how they're going to end up doing it, how they handle it should not matter. Let's put it that way. It would be great if they just said, okay, he's going to start like they normally would any guy who comes up, and not have this game they're playing. But pitching's different, you know. Pitching's different, and the whole idea of having a one inning starter and then going with your actual starter is, you know, I mean, that's not that uncommon. So I don't think it's a big deal. I think you just hope that the kid is ready and that he doesn't become shell shocked by whatever happens early. But Cade Horton, based on everything he's done in the minor leagues, looks like he's ready for that moment. Even more ready than Caleb Killian. Is that who that was? I can't remember. He's a bigger prospect, but I do remember covering the game when the Cubs brought up Killian, and there was a big excitement. You know, it wasn't quite like Tavo, but it was like that excitement, or Chris Bryant, but there was excitement about Killian, and he did not work out. But Cade Horton is a much better prospect, and maybe the timing's right. And but I guess the big concern is, are they doing this because they have to? Because they've lost their first two starters and they're actually a first place team, or, you know, are they rushing him? So I think I guess what I would say is I just think they're trying to handle this very carefully, and I think that's probably the best way to go about it, the way pitchers are today.
All right.
I don't have a problem with how they're handling it. I think he's a good enough prospect that no matter what they do here, how they actually insert him into the rotation or just into playing, I think he should be good enough that it'll work out eventually.
Well, we'll find out tonight. Mark, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Thanks for remembering me.
Always. He's Mark Potash. MarkPotash.net. You can find him there. I'll take a break when we come back. The first and last annual Saturday Suckage Parade of Pope Jokes. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
With all due respect, Ryan, what specifically was the misevaluation that led you to choose Trubisky over Mahomes and Watson? And what specifically have you learned from that mistake that will help you get it right this time?
Yeah, you know, I think, again, I get the question, Mark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The funniest thing I saw in that, actually, is that he went to Villanova. And so that means that maybe Notre Dame did not let him in the university and that we did not let the future Pope into the university.
So that stinks. That stinks for us.
Not a good look. Not a good look. That's a possibility. It's a possibility you have to acknowledge.
Remember, man, we're Notre Dame and they ain't.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Everybody's got jokes. That was Craig Counsell, your Cubs manager. We didn't let him into Notre Dame. He wasn't sure. He didn't know that whether Robert Prevost applied, but that would be, wow, you know, you can have whatever grottos you got and touch down Jesus, but, like, this really is the vicar of Christ, and you missed on that. So that was everybody's got jokes about DePope. Let's go to the phones. First up, Southside Bob calling from a cell phone from the Guaranteed Rate Basilica. just, it was all over for 2 days. It was all over. So I've sort of got the first and last annual Saturday Suckage Parade of Pope jokes, stuff that was fielded once the man from Dalton, Bob from Dalton, became the ascended to the station of Vicar of Christ as the most powerful religious leader in the world. And there were all kinds of those jokes, yeah, right. So everybody, the Pope, everything became, there was one where, saw that there was the Saturday Night Live, right, the super fans, with the Pope drinking with them, and you can see where George Went was, and yeah, there's that. One of the memes going around was Pope Leo XIV's reveal. He was at the Vatican, and so you saw in the video you saw, but here was the sound. And now, from the College of Cardinals. Yeah. Someone named Mike Bove, he's the creator of Quibi. He tweeted, Pope Leo XIV is the first pope to know exactly what Dave Matthews did on August 8th, 2004. That's really good. The Wiener Circle. Oh, the beloved Wiener Circle. They're not just, they don't have just potty mouths. They have brains over there, too. And char dogs. Changed its billboard to read, Canis Nostros Ipse Comedit, which is Latin for, he has eaten our dogs. There you go. Love that. So Rolling Stone was making it a point to bring in the fact that New York being New York, they all had to, eminent domain this thing. Sorry, it's ours. He went to Nova. We have the Nova players playing. So there was a Spike Lee tweet about the Vatican voting in Robert Prevost as a pontiff, first pope from the United States, born in Chicago, Illinois. And for my New York Knicks, his alma mater is Villanova. So you got Brunson, Hart, Bridges, won NCAA rings at Villanova. What a holy blessing. The Knickerbockers are going to win the 2024-2025 NBA World Championship. It is divinity. Okay. The holy truth, Ruth. That's what Spike said. AJ Pierzynski. Did anyone think that the new Pope picked Leo XIV to honor Paul Konerko? Just a thought. I really like that. Look at that. Highbrow AJ Pierzynski from our Suckage roll call. Tweet from Foolish Baseball. White Sox fan Pope. Now that's a vow of poverty. Nicely played. He tweeted that right over the picture of the man who would be Pope on the phone at Sox Park, 2005 World Series. Miracles do happen. But I would say this gentleman named Colin Whitchurch probably won the day. Whitchurch's Twitter bio says, cross-platform content manager for Action Network HQ, former editor, Baseball Prospectus, newspaper industry expat, I hate your favorite movie. That alone is wonderful. That's a great bio. Here's his tweet. Chicago got a Pope before I got a quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards in a season. Outstanding. And I know a lot of people around the interwebs were saying Annie Agar wrote that, but I checked the timestamps and his Colin Whitworth's tweet showed up 2 minutes earlier than Annie Agar's. They could have been parallel creative and they had the same line and he was just faster, but I'm giving him credit because his posted first. But here's something else about Colin Whitworth. His Twitter avatar is Hawk Harrelson in a cowboy hat with reflecting glasses, sunglasses, and he's reaching for a lung dart in his mouth.
You can put it on the board! Yes!
There you go. That's it. This is our first and last annual parade of Pope jokes on Saturday Sucks. You take a break when we come back. Major league debut for a Cubs pitcher they really like, and they like him so much he's not going to start his major league debut. What's up with that? We'll talk to Tony Andracki of Marquee next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.